It was a crisp fall day, a perfect setting for the crowd gathered at the cenotaph Saturday to remember all those who have fought for our country, and who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. For the second year, there were problems with the sound system, but voices were raised in song. Reverend Sheldon Kofsky's call to prayer was heard, as were readings by Reverend Judy Kofsky and Fire Chief Jay Plato, and Regional Count Andrea Kaiser's presentation of In Flanders Field. Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa, the only dignitary to speak. In recent years, the Royal Canadian Legion has moved away from having a representative of every level of government step up to the microphone, and it was evident Zalepa didn't need a microphone. He made sure he addressed the entire crowd, and was plenty loud enough to be heard by all. Zalepa spoke first of the Queen Street Cenotaph, the focal point of the Remembrance Day ceremony around which the crowd gathers, and a town landmark which is more than 100 years old and is in need of repairs. "The cenotaph is a centerpiece of our community pride," said Zalepa, "a memorial to the members of our community who have given the ultimate sacrifice to protect the values and ensure the liberties we enjoy this day. It is a symbol of our common thanks to their families and loved ones. The names listed on the cenotaph," he said, "were our neighbors, friends, family and leaders. Niagara-on-the-Lake was a significant military location over its history, including early days of settlement of Colonel John Butler and his Rangers during the American Revolution, Major General Isaac Brock's essential partnering with our Aboriginal friends in the War of 1812, a training ground for Canadian soldiers at Camp Niagara in both World Wars and serving in the Korean War and in Afghanistan. Many of them were trained here, transported down to our dock area to board steamships bound for Montreal and ultimately Europe. The names of those who sacrificed their lives are honored on the cenotaph. Our community has recently rallied behind the project to restore the cenotaph," continued Zalepa. "Maintenance and repairs were required. In response to this need, this caring and generous community mobilized into action. Volunteers came forward, including the local Royal Canadian Legion Branch 124, individuals, businesses and community groups," he said. "What would seem a daunting task, organizing and fundraising to achieve what was required, was quickly completed. The town and council give our sincerest thanks to those involved. The cenotaph stands for future generations as a clear example of the power of this community's value placed in recognizing the fallen." Zalepa thanked all those on parade for their service, and for being here today to recognize the ultimate service of others, including men and women of the local, provincial and federal emergency services, police, fire and EMS, members of Branch 124 of the Royal Canadian Legion, members of the Canadian Armed Forces, and cadets from 809 Squadron. He also drew attention to the poppy display on the courthouse, a result of the NOTL Museum's poppy project, which as well decorates the museum and Legion with poppies. "Many volunteers, business partners, and ours have gone into displaying our community's pride and support of those who serve and have served." Zalepa acknowledged 809 Squadron Air Cadets for remaining on vigil at the cenotaph since early Saturday morning, a tradition that continues to show our young people's dedication to recognizing our fallen. A first for the NOTL Remembrance Day ceremony, Zalepa, a strong supporter of the local cadet organization, spoke of the graduated members of the 809 Newark Squadron who are currently serving in Canadian Forces, Sailor 3rd Class Thomas Carbone, Royal Canadian Navy, recently returned from Operation Reassurance in the Baltic, Regular Officer Training Plan Cadet Dante Bell, Sub-Lieutenant Luca Lavoie RCN, based in Esquimalt, BC, and Sub-Lieutenant Nathan Zalepa RCN, based in Esquimalt, BC. "Thank you all for your service," he said. "We are proud as a community." And to the crowd gathered at the cenotaph, he said, "Thank you all for attending, for taking the time from your day to demonstrate your support for our forces members and remember our fallen. It is so very important today."